views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Phil Free, filling in for Colette today. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief and the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through the Higher Self Network if you are listening later. It's my pleasure to share life transformation, to share life transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses, to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Today, my guest is Gurudas Bhak. He is an alumni of University of Arizona, holding a geosciences degree in earth systems science. As a member of the Sonoran Permaculture Guild, he has obtained certification in permaculture design. He has worked in the fields of paleontology and dendrochronology, For the past 6 years, he has been working, practicing, teaching, and implementing conscious permaculture design in natural building, rainwater harvesting, and aquaponics. He is a board director of the Food Conspiracy Co-op and a member, sole owner of Anantam Aquaponics, LLC, and founding partner of Permaculture, LLC. Gurudas lives in Tucson, Arizona, and works in the realm of permaculture, and he's dedicated to finding practical solutions for a sustainable future. So how are you today, Gurudas?
I'm doing great, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining us. We're going to talk about permaculture today. So would you like to tell us a little bit about that? There's some listeners who might not know or what that is or have heard of it before.
Sure. If you've never heard the word permaculture before, the word itself is a portmanteau of the words permanent and culture. And it speaks to the idea of a sustainable human society. Permaculture in practice is a design science that's based on ethics. The three ethics are earth care, people care, and fair share. And the basic tenets of permaculture design are based on the observations of ecology and nature. And it's in practice, it helps us to design agriculture and social systems to be regenerative.
Cool. That sounds great. From my point of view, I mean, I've also been interested in this. I mean, in simple, real simple terms, I would say it's an integrative outlook on the world, nature, ourselves, and it's finding the best use for everyone and everything so that nothing is wasted, no one is wasted in a sense. Would you agree with that?
I absolutely would agree. It's not only a practical design science, but it's also a worldview, like you've explained.
Yeah, and I'd say that in my point of view that there's a lot of crossover with the energy work that I do in the sense that I have this all-inclusive mentality when I am looking at the energy that it could be anything in it, you know, anything in the world it could be. And I see that in permaculture, that we don't look at anything as being a mistake, that it's probably just out of place in a sense. And that's what I do with my energy work. Would you say that things that seem wasteful are just things that we haven't found proper uses for?
Absolutely. There's a couple of really great quotes by one of the founders, Bill Mollison. He often says, you don't have a snail problem. You have a lack of ducks or a duck deficiency. Mm-hmm. It's just about placing things in the right orientation to one another.
I see. And also, does permaculture also incorporate tears?
Yeah, absolutely. Tears or zones. We have a zonation layout that starts right with the person themselves in their home. That would be zone zero. And the zones increase as you move further and further away from home.
And how about when it comes to planting? Do you think about growing things together in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah. When we take a look at nature, we see that everything is connected to everything else. And so when we want to design a garden, we want to plant things in groupings that we call guilds. And a guild is an organization of organisms or a grouping of organisms that work to benefit one another.
Cool. And why don't you give us an example of maybe a three-tiered guild or something?
Well, we're here in the Sonoran Desert here in Tucson, Arizona, and a classic Sonoran Desert guild would be the mesquite tree as a nurse shade plant, nitrogen fixer, and it hosts a saguaro cactus, which is a large tree cacti, and it provides shade for the cactus and nutrients as the cactus develops until it's able to stand on its own. That's a really good pairing.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, in Tucson, we do see a lot of that. Mesquite trees are abundant out here. And so we've put a lot of work into the property that I live at, and Guru Das has put work into his property. Why don't you talk about some of your favorite projects that you worked on?
Well, some of the foundational projects that I like to get started at any location are water harvesting, focusing on capturing water, because that's the most crucial element for us to survive here in the desert where it's very dry and hot. And so some simple techniques would be to create swales and basins on contour to capture, slow, and sink the flow of water across the landscape.
Cool. So yeah, we've created a few of those here at my property, and they worked out great. And it seems like they have the extra benefit of being a flood preventer in a sense. And it sounds like they do some good things for the well. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Beyond looking good and bringing some aesthetic value to a property, slowing and sinking the water with swales on contour raises the water table. And raising the water table increases the quality of the water that you retrieve from your well, and it also requires less demand from the pump to bring that water to the surface.
Well, that's great news, because I'm on a well over here, so these swales and basins are definitely helping out my area.
Yeah.
Oh, great. And I know that you do a lot of projects on your own property as well. What are some of the projects that you've got going for yourself over the years?
We've got so many great little successes at my urban homestead on 7th Avenue. One of my favorites that I love to show people is an integrated aquaponics system that we have in our backyard. It's been running for about 5 years now, and it started as a prototype experiment to see if we could cultivate vegetables and fish without the use of fish food inputs from the ocean. Currently, aquaponics is seen as a sustainable solution for agriculture. But people are using fish food, which is bycatch from the oceans. to feed their fish on land. So we're supplementing ocean fish with land fish that are actually fed from ocean fish, which doesn't really make sense to me. So at my house, we've created an algae bed, which captures free nitrogen from the atmosphere and turns it into biomass, which is usable by the fish. And in turn, those nutrients are then passed on to our vegetables. And we're currently selling some herbs, veggies, and eggs at the farmer's market here in Tucson. It's been a very successful aquaponic system, and it requires minimal inputs, only water and a little bit of electricity.
Well, that's great. Yeah, and you mentioned, I mentioned in your bio that you do have a aquaponics company that you founded. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I started a little company called Aquaponics, Anantom Aquaponics LLC, and we're mostly in the research and development phase as I'm trying to create more efficient systems that require less inputs. And I'm really trying to create an integrated aquaponics system that is open to the inputs of the environment. A lot of times in aquaponics or in a lot of different design sciences, people talk about closed systems. And a closed loop is a great thing to try to achieve, but if you look up the definition of a closed system, it's one in which it does not interact with the rest of the universe. And we don't see closed systems anywhere. They don't exist. And so I like to approach aquaponics as an open system.
Hey, I'm going to jump in because we're going to get back to that. That's a fascinating, this fascinating where you're going with this. But we're going to have to take a commercial break here. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Phil Free, filling in for Colette today. My guest is Gurudas Bach. When we return, we will we'll talk more about this topic and take callers. If you guys want to call in about this topic or about some shifts that you want, please feel free. It's 1-800-930-2819, and we will make some shift happen.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. Hi, we're back on The Truth Is Funny. I am Phil Free, filling in for Colette today. My guest is Gurudas Bach. Before we continue, will you please share your contact information with our audience?
Absolutely. If you'd like to contact me about any permaculture-related questions or aquaponics, you can reach me by email at anantom.ap@gmail.com.
Would you spell that first word for us?
Sure. A-N-A-N-T-A-M.
Great. So it's anantom.ap.
At Gmail.
At Gmail. Great. Well, thanks for that. And if anybody has questions for me or wants to, you can do so at whatphil at, that's WPHIL.com. Back to end here. And Gurudas, you have open systems. Would you elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. Yeah. The idea that any system can be closed is just false. And so if we approach practical real life situations with the viewpoint that everything is part of an open system, we'll see that any element we're looking at is constantly exchanging energy or information with the environment that it's in.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that it's just simply not true, this idea of
closed system.
So we were talking yesterday about this, and you made this funny comment that it's funny, sad, and a lot of things at once. But you said this idea of when people throw something away, that really there is no away.
That's right. It just stays here. We're here on the planet.
Okay, you're right. So, I mean, if we throw something away, it just goes into the ground or the ocean or something like that is what you're saying.
That's right.
So, yeah. So there is no throwing anything away. Everything needs to be accounted for. So all this garbage that we just kind of throw away and then, you know, clear with a clear conscience, in a sense, it's like we there's better things to do with it than just throwing it in the landfill.
Right. And it's a perception thing. And I think if we can change our own individual perceptions, that is not just a small step towards change. That is a huge fundamental foundation for change in the world. And we can start to see that instead of creating wastes, we're just creating a resource that we can use in another way.
Well, that's great. Would you give us an example of this? How can people turn their waste into something practical?
Well, there's a great number of ways to do that. Within permaculture, one of the first things you'll see is in a garden, we will use composting techniques to recycle kitchen waste, something that you would once have thrown away and lost money on, you can now use to grow more vegetables and create more value for your life through simple composting bins or worm composting right here at home, right next to your kitchen.
Well, that's great. Yeah, so we've actually set some up here at my property, and I know you have some at your property as well. We have compost bins actually spread out throughout my property, and every time we need to replant vegetables or such, we use that compost that we create, and we have a pretty fair stock of it, actually, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, and it's really better way to improve your garden than adding a little bit of homemade compost. It doesn't require external inputs, and it's something you can do easily at home, and you can see and feel the success right away.
Well, that's great. I mean, we've benefited tremendously, and just like you mentioned with your aquaponics system at your house and how you're able to grow some herbs that you're now selling, well, us too, we are, you know, we joined that same or similar, I'm not sure, group where we are also selling our vegetables and herbs and fruits that we've grown here on the property and getting a little bit of money out of that too. So an idea out there for other people, make some money. If you have a little garden space, then start saving your food scraps, your kitchen scraps. And what other projects? Well, we've done all kinds of projects. Why don't we talk about the one that we've done here last year, which was and that we're continuing to this day, really, is we started a straw bale dance studio, and you helped a lot in building that. Would you talk about that, and why would somebody want to even build straw bale?
Oh, yeah, sure. So in permaculture, there are a lot of common practices that we use, and one of them is natural building. And natural building is a form of building that uses natural materials that are found close to the building site or as close as possible. And the dance studio that we've built is a straw bale dance studio that uses straw bales as the structure and framework for the building. And we encapsulate those straw bales, which are a carbon sink, literally capturing carbon out of the atmosphere. And we're preserving it in the walls and encapsulating it in an adobe plaster. And once the straw bale is thoroughly coated in a natural clay plaster, it's no longer affected by the moisture in the air, or it's no longer flammable. These buildings last a very long time on the landscape, and they're very comfortable to live in and to work in because there's a high insulation value. It's also really good at deadening sound, and it feels and smells good. As soon as you walk into the building, you can tell the difference between a straw bale building and a conventional building.
Yeah, and now that we've had this building, it's, you know, and we've been using it for about a year now, I'll tell you some of the benefits. I mean, for one, you know, here in Tucson, we get pretty extreme weather, obviously very hot in the summertime, and people run their air conditioning all day long. Out there at the studio, at the dance studio, the straw bale studio, we only run it for about a half an hour, and then it stays cool for most of the day, if not the whole day. And so, it's really an awesome thing. And, other than that, it saved us on power costs. Like you mentioned, the insulation is great. We use, you know, less electricity as a result. It's very comfortable temperature and all kinds of great benefits. It looks fantastic. And we also started adding to the outside of the building recently, where you mentioned earlier in the show that rainwater harvesting and, you know, it was important, and certainly in Tucson it's very important. What have we done here? Would you explain to listeners briefly what we've done before we go to our next break?
Absolutely. So on the straw bale building, we've employed some rainwater harvesting techniques. We've just put in two large rainwater cisterns which capture water off the roof of the house, And we've also designed into the system an overflow catch basin. So anytime we have excess resources, we want to plan for and manage that in a permaculture. And we've done that right here at our building. We can capture about 3,600 gallons of water in any single rain event, capturing that in tanks. And then any overflow goes into the landscape where we have basins that overflow into one another. And I don't foresee, unless there is a catastrophic rain event, that we'll ever exceed the capacity of water catchment in these basins.
So great. So essentially, again, another great, preventer of floods there. It sounds like this building will not get inundated as a result of this stuff.
No, not at all. And we've done a really good job of planning for all of the flows of energy across the landscape with this building. Not only is it a natural building, but it's also passive solar design. It's completely off-grid, doesn't receive any utilities from the city, and it captures a lot of solar energy in the wintertime to heat the building passively, and it also sheds solar energy in the summertime so that it stays cooler.
Yeah, it's a really cool building. We could talk about it for a long, long time, but we're actually going to be going to break soon, and we're going to have a caller, Maria from Mexico, coming in, and we'll take her after the break since we're running low on time. But you're listening to The Truth is Funny. I'm Phil Free, your guest host here. You can find out about Colette's Called Advanced Live Events and Teleshifting Events and her book, The Truth is Funny, at thetruthisfunny.com. She has all kinds of other things for sale over there. I recommend you check out her site. I thank her for letting me co-host today, and she'll be back on next week. For more info, you can email us at info@thetruthisfunny.com. We'll be right back to take your calls at 1-800-930-2819, and we will make some more shift happen.
Drive for Houston during the month of September at Central Auto Group, CT.com, your number one buying destination. The home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. Central Auto Group, CT.com is filling up these vehicles with non-perishable foods for the Texas hurricane victims. A new 2017 Ford F-150, 2017 Mazda CX-9, 2018 Hyundai Santa Fe, and 2018 Volkswagen Atlas. Bring in items like water, peanut butter, canned goods, and other non-perishables, and Central Auto Group, CT.com. We'll give you a free Connecticut State Lottery ticket. We are teaming up with other local businesses to fill multiple tractor trailer trucks to help out those hurricane victims in need. Take advantage of our back-to-school special. Get $1,000 back on the purchase of any new Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. And 2 years or 20,000 miles in free maintenance on the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle.
Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
Central Auto Group. CT.com. Exit 28, I-395. See dealer for details.
This Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., Arpin Van Lines and Cartage Furniture will be collecting items to help Texas residents affected by Hurricane Harvey. Please donate new building and cleaning supplies, including heavy-duty shovels, work gloves, trash bags, wet and dry vacuums, drywall tools, tape, and screws. Full list at Cartage.com. Donate this Saturday at Cartage in West Warwick, South Attleboro, Swansea, and Wareham. Donations transported by Arpin Van Lines with support from WPRI 12. Kashmira Fabrics are the most stain-resistant and the most cleanable in the furniture industry.
Kashmira is the high-quality, family- and pet-friendly fabric.
At Cartage, we offer all the stain-resistant, most cleanable fabrics that you hear about, and Kashmira is the best of the best.
Exclusively at Cartage Furniture and Mattresses, South Attleboro, Swansea, Route 2 West Warwick, South County Commons, and mattress locations everywhere. Trinity Rep Children's Auditions for ages 8 to 12 are at Cartage in South Attleboro, Saturday, September 16th, 9 to noon.
There's a small town dealer that'll treat you right.
You'll save plenty, plenty and plenty.
Hello,
folks, Rob Valenti. We are now halfway through our summer sales event, and wow, things are really heating up at Bob Valenti Chevrolet with over 60 new trucks lined up, clearly marked, with discounts and rebates as high as $18,000. Take off $18,000 on stock number 1771, a 2017 Silverado LTZ Crew Cab Black Widow. That's right, $18,000 off. Or take $10,000 off on a 2017 Chevrolet LT Crew Cab V8 All-Star Package. 1 hour delivery. Get up to 125% current market value for your trade. Corvette owners, listen to this. A 2017 Chevrolet Corvette Grand Sport Edition. Take off $11,400 with a final price of $74,400. Only one available with this discount. With over 150 new Bob Valenti Chevrolets, your number one volume leader in southeastern Connecticut, let's take a cruise with a 2017 Chevrolet Cruze LT. MSRP $23,855. Take off $6,255. Final price $16,600. Come to Bob Valenti Chevrolet and have the best buying experience ever. Go to BobValenti.com or call 800-699-2571. Thank you and just smile.
Harvey One, I'm Mark Rosenthal. Here's your stereo 1230 WBLQ Southern Rhode Island and Eastern Connecticut weather forecast.
On this Wednesday, we're talking cloudy and muggy weather with occasional showers and storms around. It'll be in the mid-70s. Some of the rains are really going to come down. We are under a flash flood watch straight on through tonight. Overnight, occasional showers and storms, some with torrential downpours, low in mid-60s. The rain will end tomorrow morning, partly cloudy during the afternoon, breezy, mild, mid-70s. Friday, variable clouds, maybe an afternoon shower, very low 70s. From the WBLQ Weather Center, I'm Mark Rosenthal.
1230 WBLQ.
Hi, you are back on The Truth is Funny. This is Phil Free filling in for Colette today. I have my guest Gurudas Bach here with me, and we are discussing permaculture. Before we continue, I would like to take a caller. Do we have a caller here, Lauren?
Yes, we have Maria from Mexico.
Well, great. Put her on.
Hello? Hello.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
Hi, guys.
Hi. How are you? Can you hear us?
Good morning. Fine.
Hi, Maria.
Well, my question is, a shaman told me that my husband is possessed. Ooh. Okay. Well, there was like three main things that happened to him. He went to a shaman ceremony. He went to a car crash, and he met somebody. So we don't know which one of the three got him like that. But he turned his back on us, his family, and his life went downhill.
Okay, so I had a little bit of trouble understanding the beginning. Who are you asking about? Who is this person?
Oh, my husband.
Oh, your
we
husband.
We are separated.
Okay, so you said a shamanic experience, a car crash, and what was the other one you said?
Oh, he met a woman that is kind of like a witch or something. Weird.
Oh, okay.
We've been together for 29 years.
So these things are bothering? So. Well, why don't we just, why don't you tell me which one of these things is bothering you the most?
Oh, that he turned his back on us, his family. His life went downhill. And it's like me and my four daughters, for four of us, life is like stuck. And for one of us, which is my second daughter, she gets ahead pretty well, but she gets into a lot of car accidents, house robberies. Wow, it's like a bad vibe in the earth. It's like a black energy,
okay.
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay,
I get it.
Here, would you just give me a grade, like on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning it doesn't bother you at all, and 10 means it bothers you like the most. How much does it bother you right now that he left you guys?
Like a 10. If I connect with it, yeah.
Okay,
like
a 10. Okay, great. Yeah. All right. So let me work on that for a couple of minutes here. So I'm just going to talk while I do it because we're on the radio here. So basically, we're going to get you a little bit more. We're going to get you neutral, essentially, more ambivalent in a sense to whether he's there or not. And I know for our mind, that is difficult. So we're just going to neutralize your thinking, the emotions that you're experiencing, and we're going to get you beyond your anger so that you can be more productive with what to do from here forward, from here with your life from now. So we cannot necessarily control whether he comes back or he doesn't come back. So that's up to him. So what we can control is getting ourselves in a position where we are strong no matter what, whether he comes back or he doesn't come back. All right. And for you, I'm also just going to clear some ancestral issues, we'll call them, between you and him. And we're going to clear also some communication issues. Obviously, there's a must have been a lot of miscommunication over time for this to become the situation that you are now experiencing. So I'm just going to strengthen you to this thing. So I'm going to strengthen all the disappointment that you're experiencing in your life, all this grief that you're going through and that your children are going through. So you mentioned the car accidents. We're just going to strengthen your kids to not getting into car accidents. And if they should get into car accidents, that they'd be extremely minor and that they get no injuries. So we're just going to strengthen that, and whatever, and obviously we can't control everything. I mean, should they get into a bigger car accident, we'll just be neutral to that as well. But the main thing is getting the fear of having car accidents out of the equation. All right. So we're just going to strengthen that. And ideally the experience, obviously. So now honestly, if you were to grade, this experience, I know it's just been a couple of minutes here, but when you get in touch with the situation that you're in, if the husband leaving, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much does it bother you now?
Like a 3. It went down. It went down.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I will continue here just for another minute here, working on your situation. So I noticed that sometimes our mind is very helpful, and sometimes it's our worst enemy. So for you, in times of grief, it's important to not believe everything your mind tells you. That it will, sometimes when you're angry and you say things to yourself when you're angry, it's not going to be necessarily true, and that you're best not believing it if it's not true. So don't believe everything your mind thinks. It's going to be a tough period for you at times, but if you really look at the bright side of it, you can really use this opportunity to create the life that you want to, the life that maybe your husband was limiting you in the past and you didn't realize some ways he might have been limiting you, and some ways you did realize he'd limited you. Well, now you're going to be able to create a new life without those limitations, or you can change those situations be more beneficial for you from now on. All right. Since so we're getting low on time for the segment, I want to ask you now on a scale of 0 to 10, is it still a 3 or has it changed?
It changed again. It's almost down to 0. Actually,
okay. Well, since we're so close to 0, let me just. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to come up with idea that to make my own money and to go ahead. Something that I like.
Great. Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. And we got you to feel better. And I really thank you for calling in, Maria. And best of luck with everything. And best of energy, really, with everything that you do. Just remember that, you are a powerful person. We all are. And that nobody can really take away our power unless we really allow them to.
Okay.
So just be aware of who you when you get involved with people in the future, just remember, stand strong in yourself and you know, you'll have good relationships.
Cool. So cool. So nice. Thank you so much. I have a quick question for your guest. What do I do for ants?
Sure.
Ants, yeah, please, I grow alpaca in pots and all that. What do we do for ants? Thank you so much, Phil. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mexico. Órale.
To deal with ants, there's a couple real easy ways to deal with ants. One of them is you can use diatomaceous earth, which is a natural substance, which is very irritating to ants. But it's safe for animals and children and plants. You can use diatomaceous earth around your house wherever you see the ants entering and exiting, and they'll stop coming around.
And a lot of people might not know what that complicated word is.
Oh, yeah, diatomaceous earth. It's a white powder, and it's formed from the silica-rich skeletons of plankton in the ocean. It's like a very fine sand, and it's like on a microscopic level, if you look at it through a microscope, you see it's very sharp pieces of ornate geometric glass.
I mean, is this something that can be found at most gardening stores or
something
like that?
It can be found at almost any gardening store near you.
And what should they ask for when they ask? Because that word, again, once again, I can't repeat that. Well, say it one more time for our listeners.
Diatomaceous earth.
Okay. And essentially, like, get the ants basically to go somewhere else.
Yeah, it's very irritating to them because it's so small, it gets into the cracks of their exoskeleton. But for any organism larger than an insect, it has no effects.
Great. Well, thanks for that. Basically, we are going to keep talking about permaculture, and we're getting a little bit low on time for this break, before this next break, I should say. We're just going to talk a little bit, just tell us briefly about this other project that we got going on. What is this other building that we started?
Oh, yeah. We have a really beautiful music studio that's built out of lavacrete. And it uses lava rock in a cement matrix.
Cool. Well, you'll tell us a lot more about that afterwards. But here we go to break. Time flies when we're having fun. And we'll be back on The Truth is Funny. Make more shift happen. Thank you.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WBLQ. Hi, this is Phil Free, filling in for Colette today on The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can reach me at whatphil@hotmail.com. Would you like to share your contact info one more time, Garuda?
Sure. If you'd like to reach me about any permaculture or aquaponics-related questions or comments, you can contact me by email at anantam.ap@gmail.com. That's anantam.ap@gmail.com.
Cool. Well, thanks for that. So we were talking right before the break about a new building that we're building, that we're building. How's that for you? And it's something called made out of lavacrete. I realize that some of our listeners may not know what that is. And so I'll just quickly say what that is. It's a mixture of sifted lava rock, essentially a grinded down lava rock with concrete. Hence, you get lavacrete. And why don't you tell us a little more about this building?
Yeah, the building's a great little example of more permaculture design in action. The lavacrete is a wonderful substance because of its ability to withstand time. And it's extremely durable and weather resistant. And it has a lot of benefits for the building because of the air pockets that are found in lava rocks are very insulating, and it's also sound deadening, which is perfect for a music studio if we don't want to be bothering our neighbors with loud sounds.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's exactly why we're doing that, because I, you know, do play music and I wanted a place to play that doesn't bother anyone else. And so we're getting close to finishing it, but we're not done. So we'll let our listeners know when the building is done, how the final product turned out. And we'll keep you guys posted on that one. And what other permaculture projects have we done either at this property or have you done at your property that you're proud of or like to tell the audience about?
Yeah. You might have heard of the term food forest.
Mm-hmm.
And we've set up a food forest here at your house. We've got all of these beautiful plants working in a guild, and it's very low maintenance, very low input, yet it's producing food all the time. And some examples of the different selections that we've put in your food forest, we got jujubes, figs, pomegranates, artichokes, all sorts of pollinating plants. And these things are hardy in the desert. They take very low water inputs. And because we've planted them in concert with nitrogen-fixing plants, there's plenty of nutrients available throughout the year. And a lot of those fruits and vegetables we're selling at the farmer's market right now. So the landscape is producing a high yield. We're returning it into our community, and it's bringing us more than just food.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. It's been sort of the stuff of dreams for me. It's something that I've been wanting to do for a long, long time, and it wasn't until I moved to this particular property that I started to really put everything I learned into effect and using other people's knowledge and putting that into effect, such as yours. And yeah, we like you said, we have been producing quite a bit and a lot more than the what you mentioned. I mean, we have kinds of ground cover herbs and things like that, especially rosemary.
Oh yeah, that's
and,
right.
We have
peaches.
Yeah, we have citrus. All kinds of citrus, peaches, and all kinds of things growing here at the property. And you know, and we have all kinds of ways of you know, basically keeping the energy within the property, like between our composting, our water harvesting, our food growing. A lot of our energy goes right back to us, mm-hmm. and it's recycled. And I guess that's us putting permaculture into effect. I mean, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And it, you know, your home site is a really great example of permaculture, where we have the more intensive, more higher maintenance requirements gardens are closest to the home. And they're very productive, feeding your family, also having surplus that we can return to the community. But beyond that, we also have wild food systems like the prickly pear that's growing all over the landscape that requires no maintenance at all. And it's producing a high yield of prickly pear, which we also provide at the farmer's market. And we can turn into things like popsicles or juices, or syrups.
Yeah, the listeners don't know what prickly pear is. It's a type of cactus where the paddles kind of look like Mickey Mouse ears. You could look it up. And they produce this fruit, this kind of purplish, reddish fruit. It's called the prickly pear fruit. And you can juice it. Like you mentioned, you can make popsicles or mix it with drinks or all kinds of things. You can make syrups with it. Actually, we're currently using it in a syrup. And like you just mentioned, we sell our excess. We are just able to sell a bunch of it over at the farmer's market. So it's really fun to utilize both the things we've grown and the things that are growing naturally in nature, and really use a combination of all these beneficial things. So, Gurdas, we're running low on time here in the show. I was wondering if there's anything else about permaculture that you'd like to share with our audience, any concluding words or main points that you'd like to reiterate?
You know, it's quite obvious that humans are the dominant species on the planet right now, and we're entering an epoch known as the Anthropocene, where humans control the Earth in most part. And we see that our interactions with the planet can be quite detrimental. But if we shift to a permaculture worldview, we can start to see the human species as the most regenerative force on the planet. We can benefit nature by interacting with the Earth as if it was our garden in a respectful and responsible way. Human beings can be an integrated part of this whole system. And we can start with small and slow projects that bring us quick and easy successes. And it's more attractive and quicker spreading to have small, successful examples than to be restrictive of our lifestyles. And I think it's important to start with small, simple techniques that are easily replicated.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday that we got into this kind of pretty deeply, in a sense that we got to this point that we realized that a lot of this came down to a lot of really adopting and being able to integrate permaculture into your life is about making a simple choice internally. And the choice really comes down to really, do we find ourselves to be an important person? You know, are we an important part of this? Are we a part of this greater whole? And are we a benefiter or are we a destructive energy? Which one of those? And a lot of us haven't even realized that we haven't made the conscious choice which one we are.
That's right. Yeah, we tend to view humans as being outside of nature or a destructor of nature. But humans can harbor nature. We can create protected zones where nature is allowed to be wild and free. And in those zones, that would be zone 5, the farthest zone from the home. That's where we go for reflection, meditation, and inspiration.
Yeah, that's why we keep national parks around, right?
That's right. It's really important to keep those natural parks around because nature is our teacher. All the things that we do within permaculture is informed by what we observe in nature. She's had billions of years of experimentation, and that's something that we cannot replicate in a lab.
Right, and we were also talking yesterday that it seems like nature is so unbelievably efficient in a sense, and that we're constantly trying to replicate that efficiency in our businesses and other areas of life. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. In nature, we see that all the organisms play multiple roles, and there's no waste. Everything is cycling. But what humans fail at is having this connectedness, this integrated approach to our systems. We often do monocrops, monocultures, where we're focused on a singular output. And that is to the detriment of the environment, because we externalize our costs and we create wastes, which we either dump into the ocean or into the canyon or into the river, instead of using that overflow as a resource for something else.
Yeah, totally. Well, we could talk about this really for hours, but we are running out of time in the show. It's been great having you. Thanks for being on the show with us.
Thanks for having me, Phil. I've really enjoyed it.
Well, great. Well, maybe we'll do it again sometime.
I'd like that.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. As always, it's been a pleasure to connect with all of you out there in the audience. Big thank you to Gurudas Bach for being on the show. Thank you, Lauren, for helping out today with the show. And to Maria, who called in. Colette will be back next Wednesday at 8 a.m. And we thank you for listening. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.